just going. We're kind of wandering around with our coffee and all that. And
well, apparently there was a problem at the network end, and of course we like to blame the computers, but things break, and apparently something broke at the network level, and
the feed stopped.
The feed stopped coming off the satellite, so we ran around briskly in an orderly fashion and
screaming and shouting,
and got you guys in here. And
that's how our morning
early.
Started at home.
And then when we got ready to start the show,
the
news came back on. That was cool.
Good morning. And speaking of breaking, it looks like we may have a break in the weather. Sunny today with temperatures around 63. There's patchy fog tonight with our lows of 39. Now the forecast calls for a slight chance of rain tomorrow with a 60% chance of rain. I love these percentages, you know, across the board here. Friday, again, 60% chance of rain. We're not going to have that barometric pressure in the air. It's just going to, like, bang, hit us. Chance of rain on Friday night as well. That's what the forecast also calls for, rain on Saturday and on Sunday. And we love the fact that actually Monday's Martin Luther King Day. Slight chance of showers as well. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. This, our forecast, we read from the National Weather Service. It does change throughout the day. It's currently 33 degrees in the downtown studios.
It was 50 yesterday. It was 50 at this time yesterday. Yeah. And it's 33 today. And then they're talking about these other walls. You know what? If we don't get some rain, some serious rain here, the ski park shut down, and we noticed that Saturday. We were up in Mount Shasta, up on the side of the mountain there, and I was in a light sweater. It was 53 degrees. We didn't
Fire
see any
agencies
lights.
Are starting to really,
are they starting
really
to,
be worried.
They start, well, because we got a lot of rain, which makes things grow.
Yeah,
and then it all dries up. I mean, it's kind of like, here we are again, perfect storm weather.
Well, let's just talk a little bit before we get into the news here that we, I don't know if it's just what happens in January when you start to get ready, where you start thinking about all the crap you put in your body throughout the, you know, November, December, and you start to think, I got to clean
I don't like
out,
to think the
out.
Turkey I spent hours cooking was crap. It may have not looked great, okay? It may not have looked like a turkey by the time I was finished. It may have looked like tofu.
Shall I be
but
more
it
proper
tasted like turkey.
And say the unhealthy or the abundant or the amount?
The over amount of GMO type food.
Overindulgence.
Overindulgence. So, we're trying to get back on the path. And so we went, we started with our workout routine at Adamson's. And you know what? It's been a while. I love that place because it is like,
it is like
the Cheers. You see that when you go get your haircut, it's like the Cheers. Well, this is like the Cheers for gyms. They know your name. They're family oriented. They have high integrity. It's not,
it's
I mean,
clean.
I've been at a gym since I was 15 all over the world where I've performed. And, I got to say that there's some gyms can be, you know, the World Gym and Gold's Gym, and but they could be a little like, you know, the gym rats could be slimy. So here's what was cool.
The spandex queens.
Yes, the spandex queens. And they, you know, back in the day when they'd have, you know, the workout clothes that were like the G-strings over the.
You know, and one of the things you notice, too, when you see that in the gyms is that spandex is a privilege, not a right. I mean, come on. I mean,
working to make it a privilege now.
You want, so. I mean, this is not the right to wear spandex up your butt when you're in a pair of pink tights.
Too much information. TMI. So then we started with back to Hatha yoga as well. So it's like implementing these things.
I yogaed out last night.
Yeah, it was really good. Deep stretching and, you know.
Everybody else is getting these weird positions. I lay there and try not to snore.
No, what was really interesting is finding out how your shoulders and how things are out of alignment. They're not lined up.
Do you ever get into the baby position there above? Have you ever gotten into the sleeping baby position? It is the basic relaxing position in yoga. Hmm. You ever gone in the sleeping baby?
I can't say that I have.
Oh, we'll have Linda show you how to do it right here during the break. We'll do our sleeping baby.
Well, good morning.
Baby.
We hope that woke you right up. And anyway, we've got a lot on our – we've got Chief Paletti coming on today in our second hour.
We've got all types of things. We've got Gene King from One Safe Place. We have the Cartridge family. Did you know there was an ammo ammunition – not a factory, but an ammunition supplier right here that builds ammunition. It builds specific types of ammunition for police, and law enforcement agencies. Plus, they build. Plus, they manufacture other ammunition right here that you can buy in Reading and made right here in Reading. And I know it's not a well-known fact, but Mike's going to be coming in from that. We're going to talk a few minutes about that. And then the One Safe Place huge crab feed that's going on the 31st. You still have time to go out and get tickets. And if you don't get – I mean, Anderson Crab Feed's great. It's just outstanding. But so is the One Safe Place. I mean, you go there and you get crab. And this time, they have wrangled me into emceeing along with Ed Roman.
And now, 1,100 of your close friends.
1,100 of my closest friends.
Very loud. So don't expect to have an intimate conversation.
We have, of course, the crab prince or whatever that is. The crab queen. The crab queen comes trotting down and around.
They
I don't know who it is. Is they parade the crab around, which is a great time too.
Do a great conga line thing.
It's now awesome. Here's some, but see they've got different things. They've got a lot of great auction stuff, and one of them is. Assemblyman Brian Daly will guide a squeak hunt up in Bieber. Now, I'm going to drive the two lucky people that buy this. I'll drive them up there. We will shoot in the morning with the assemblyman on squeak infested property, and then have lunch, then shoot more on squeak infested property, and I will drive you back from Bieber. If you have your own airplane, we can fly up there if that's what, you know, if you wish to do that. Or maybe I'll just meet you there if you fly up there. And the other thing is with Chief Rob Poletti, you get to go out to the Reading Gun Club and have a trap shoot. And at the end of the trap shoot, Chief Poletti is going to provide an Italian dinner right there, or Italian lunch right there. So these are a couple of the auction items. There's all types of great auction items, floats down the river, the whole thing. For One Safe Place. We're going to talk a little bit about that when Gene King comes in. Our gun range, and I'll throw this over to you in the whole next segment. But the gun range that they're arguing about, I know that our police train on, people out around Mary's Lake are saying, well, we're getting rounds impacting on our property, blah, 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 blah. Well, the gun range has been in there a long time. Yes, I understand that you don't want rounds impacting. Has anybody been hurt? No. But they took it to the Board of Supervisors. Well, Board of Supervisors asked a couple questions. Have you ever talked to anybody there at the range? Well, no. I've given them some of the spent rounds. Okay. Have you ever talked to anybody at the range? No. So I think the Board of Supervisors, you know, if I understand this right, did the right thing. Hey, go talk to the range operator. See if you can work this out. We need the police to shoot at the range. I mean, just as an example, when they went after that one guy one night and shot 60 times and only nicked him on the elbow, I would think that we need to have him out there more. I can joke about that. Nobody was killed, luckily. But the fact is that range has been there a long time. I'm sure everybody signed documents saying, I know the range is out here. I know where they're going to be shooting. I know there's going to be noise. So I think they ought to try and work that one out. The next thing, I just like to throw this one up. You know, they found the second black box of that Air Asia plane. The Charlie Hebdo, that French magazine that was attacked and the 12 people killed, including a policeman. Sold 3 million copies.
Sold out.
Sold out. Sold 3 million copies of their magazine this week. They usually sell 60,000.
Whoa.
That's usually their weekly. And they're punching up another 2 million for next week. And the price for those magazines is like $3.95 American. It's going for $600 on eBay. On the cover is a cartoon of Muhammad holding a sign that says "Je suis Charlie," and a tear in his eye. And the amount of support for that has gone out worldwide. And again, the Obama administration is trying to apologize for their total lack. Their total lack of comprehension or even empathy for this kind of thing. As we talked about yesterday, they've already mentioned this before. Oh gosh, you know, we need to have more empathy. And the cartoon in the paper today said, "Oh, maybe we should have sent something, maybe at least a drone."
I'm hoping it's people showing their support and not something more morbid.
Like what?
Well, people buying the magazine because of the circumstances.
No, I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is. They want to see what it is, first of all. And but you know, the fact is that it was a quite a you know, it was quite a faux pas, a huge faux pas, another one for the Obama administration on this. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Wheelabrator Shasta Energy Company, Robo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Robo Bank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Happy 2015 from Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Make it your resolution to drive a brand new Kia, the car with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And from Reading Kia, complimentary lifetime oil change, and see dealer for details.
For a limited time, all 2015 Kia Optimas are available with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash. That's 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash on all new 2015 Kia Optimas.
And all new 2015 Kia Sedonas are eligible for 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. And coming very soon to the showroom, the all new 2016 Kia Sorento.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fees. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for KMF bonus cash and interest rate offer. Sale ends February 2nd.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back.
That makes me want to move
Linda,
around.
Carl and Linda Bott, 7:20 in the morning here, January the 14th, 2015. 33 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day. So says Shasta.
Well, good morning. We're so good happy morning. To have you. We're going to cover a lot of things today. Really excited about that. But first, we wanted to do a shout out for our Sleep Number bed.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, especially while we're working out, the weather's changing. Your sleep is so important. Deep sleep is so important for restoring your
energy.
Your energy, your health, just going in. It's when your cells regenerate.
It used to be when I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning because Elk Killer would see something out there, or there would be a cat that walks across the roof. Elk Killer, of course, goes into the attack mode, and then I chase her around the room for a while, and then she goes right back to sleep. And it used to be I would just lay there until I had to get up an hour and a half later, but now I go back to sleep on my sleep number. My sleep number setting of 40, and Linda's sleep number of setting of 45.
Yeah, so.
And see, I can make that any way I want it because you don't look. I can change it any way. You could be at 82 and you wouldn't know. But
that's
you
true.
Would know because with the new Sleep IQ technology, only available with Sleep Number beds, is it tells you how you're sleeping. It sends you a message that says, you know, you might want to look at this setting, look at this, and look at that. But the only way you're going to find out about Sleep Number, the only way you're going to get the best price of the year on the i8 bed is to head on down to the Target Shopping Center to the Sleep Number store. You can save $600 on your Sleep Number mattress, rated number one by Consumer Reports. It's, you can't get any better than that. Go down and see Brian and Janice. Find out what your Sleep Number is. It's worth it. Made in America, guaranteed. We've been using it now for what? Well over a year, and it's the best bed I have ever slept in. And I have slept all over the world. And, of course, you know, yeah, on the rocks sometimes, but this is the best bed you'll get. All right. The, people, I forget, do you ever remember there's people in space almost all the time living in space stations? What do they do up there?
Mostly carry out research. In fact, a very fascinating story where they needed a tool, a wrench, and they have a 3D printer on board the station.
Yeah.
They emailed the specifications and printed the tool
right
on the spot and used it. Now, that's the future of that sort of manufacturing.
Wow, because, you know, he needed a .22 pistol because they had cockroaches up there and they wanted to shoot at them. And so they manufactured on a 3D. No, but they, you know what? But you forget that these guys are up there all the time. Yeah. I mean, they take a shot. They go up, travel
it's
up there.
It's become routine.
And the Russians are the ones that take them up
there.
Well,
according to this article, crew members are safe in the Russian segment of the International Space Station after an alarm prompted the evacuation from the U.S. section, according to NASA. An alarm signal at 4 a.m. that sometimes can be indicative of an ammonia leak forced Expedition 42 crew members to wear masks and seal themselves in the Russian segment. They were then allowed to remove their masks. Wow, can you just visualize that? NASA confirmed that there is no hard data suggesting there was an ammonia leak. The space station crew is safe, NASA spokesman said. Flight controllers are unsure if the alarm was triggered by a pressure spike in a water loop for thermal control systems, a faulty sensor, or a problem in a computer relay box. So, yeah, there is a lot of stuff going on
was
up there
hacked
in space.
By the North Koreans.
Or they could have maybe, you know, had a urine problem. Who knows?
Other things in headline news. Stocks plunge at the open. Dow down nearly 200 points. Air Asia fuselage found in the Java Sea.
Well, you know, they've been talking about the whole fuselage. They found the box, and they found the second box, and now they found the 100-foot section of the fuselage.
Okay, and the retail, I've been hearing this. It's kind of, I'm not really sure with this. Retail's sales fell sharply in December on disappointing holiday sales and falling gasoline prices. Consumer purchasers declined 0.9%. Economists expected 0.1% increase. So-called core sales, excluded auto sales and gasoline, fell 0.3%, also November 0.7%. But it's saying that retail sales drop a disappointing 0.9% in December. Why do you think that is? I mean, we're supposed to be, you know, according to the brainwashing, this is supposed to be the best it's ever been.
Well, you know, they go back into this. Oh, we have more jobs, than any time since 2000 or 1999, and yet they don't use the facts is that we've got the smallest people in the job markets than they can remember, and that they have over and over and over again. It's just so many people have dropped out. The unemployment figures are a farce. I don't even know why they even give them anymore. Nobody believes them, except the media who wants to spin that. Look, it's getting a lot better. Well, is it? Is it getting a lot better? Is there how many people are out of jobs? What, if that's the case, how come more money's not being invested? The stock market's going crazy, but that's how big a percentage is that? And you see, I look at the veterans, being hired, and I see that their unemployment is still, even in that wacky thing that they say is true, the one that says there's 5.5% unemployment, it's still at 15% for veterans, so it means, it's got to be at least 20% for veterans that have come back from the war. And now due to the lack of management from our Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, and under the leadership of Obama with sequestration, we're just getting rid of people. 20,000, tens of thousands of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardies. Coast Guardies.
Never heard that expression.
Coast Guardies. Coasties. Are being forced out, and they, I just saw someone. Oh, we're right on the numbers there of getting rid of people. Well, you know what? You have to kind of like take a look at this. So,
well, on a lighter note, we like to, we love to take our dog Elk Killer, as Carl would call him, up to the doggy park, the Benton Doggy Park, and there is the cute story that we'd be great to close out the segment with. But there's a black Labrador named Eclipse, who just wants to get to the doggy park. So if her owner takes too long to finish a cigarette and the bus arrives, well, she climbs aboard solo and rides to the stop. This is in headlines today. This is trending on social. It seems that KOMO-TV reports that local radio hosts was amazed to see the pooch get off the bus without an owner at the dog park last week. You just see that. The doors open up and this dog comes out solo. The dog and her owner live right near the bus stop. She's a bus riding sidewalk walking dog, Young said. His dog sometimes gets on the bus without him, and he catches up with her later at the dog park, three or four stops away. Doesn't that just kind of make you smile?
It does. I like the idea of the dog. I wish we could train her to do that if we had a bus system.
No, somebody would take her, but this is cool. So anyway, that's turning on social.
Is anybody getting tired of dogs eating in restaurants with you? I mean, are all dogs service dogs?
Oh, no. Now, I was told up at the doggy park, by the way, because one of the gals up there says that she takes her dog into, used to be Home Depot was okay, but she can take her in a Holiday Market and take her to someplace else. Now, you understand that perhaps that we would, if you have the service dog.
Service dog's different.
A service dog certificate, which we basically anybody could get. Say I go through anxiety attacks without my dog. So, in other words, you can have your dog in areas. But now it seems like the gal who was at one of the local grocery outlet stores here said to her, "Oh, we can't say anything now if you bring your dog in." I guess maybe there's a law. I would like to know. Maybe we should look further into that.
I mean, so we're bringing it. I don't know. Is this something I shouldn't even be spending too much time on? But, frankly, when you're going through and you've got a dog that's sitting in the cart because the woman's got their dog in the cart, and then you're thinking, well, so the next person goes in and throws their food in there where the dog's been. And, dogs are nice, but it's a dog. I mean, do you want that in there? Do you want, there's a difference between a service dog. Oh, I'll just bring my dog. Why don't we just bring all the dogs? Why don't we call it Holiday and PetSmart?
Well, what about Italy and France? Dogs are everywhere. Yes, they are. They're allowed in restaurants. They can sit on the chair at the table. Come on, you lived over there.
Let's live to that. Well, I never saw that.
Well, in Italy and France.
You're right. I did live there. I never saw that.
And poop is a big problem in France. because people don't scoop. You know that. You remember that. But anyway, yeah, so in Italy and France,
why do you keep asking me if you're going to answer the question?
What answer?
You said. Well, what do you think about that? Oh, you know that.
Well, I'm saying in France and Italy, because you spent time there, did you not see that in the restaurants and on the?
I did not see poop in the restaurants, nor did I see dogs
on
the
street,
restaurants. I didn't see dogs in the restaurants.
Okay.
I'm not saying they weren't there. I just didn't see it. Yes, but you did see a lot of dog stuff on the sidewalks and everything like that, because people for some reason refuse to clean up after it. I don't know what that is. But so does that mean we need to lower our standards to the Europeans? There's a lot of things the Europeans do that are just – nobody would do that here in the United States.
Well,
you remember, you can stand
in a, lower you can your stand, standards?
You can, yeah, lower your standards to meet the European standards of putting dogs in restaurants and folks, come on, let your dog sit up here at the table. Do you want to sit next? You want to sit next to a big furry German Shepherd while you're eating and you're spending $100 for a meal? You want to have a German Shepherd there next to you going with gas?
I mean, come on.
So what if they do it in Europe? I mean,
sounds
Europe,
like some in, people I know.
Europe in many times, does things that I just find I don't. Why would they do that? Why would we lower the standards of that? And oh, we can't say anything. You want to bring your dog in? Why? When did dogs become people? Besides elk killer.
Well, if PETA has their way, they will be.
They're people. They're going to make them into a person.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've.
Oh, you can't own them.
The chimp.
You can't own them. You can't own them. You can't own an animal.
A legal.
Oh, really?
A legal entity.
Well, let Elk Killer go out there and get a job. Anyway, well, she has a job.
Well, why would
I come home?
When
I come home, Elk Killer runs around the corner and loves on me. That's her job. And she, you know what? She does it great.
Okay. Now, before we take a break, let's just fester on this one. We have friends.
We've got people.
This is totally different. I know. We have friends that say that if Bush or Romney run for the Republican Party, they are going to definitely go independent. How do you feel about that? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Attention, all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3 at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Shopping local, staying local builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 33 in the morning. 33 degrees this January the 14th, 2015. Portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Great estate jewelry there. Great choices of any type of jewelry. The only trained watch repairman in all of the Reading area. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry with Leonard and his associates. They're great prices, sales all the time. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Our guest is Mike Schroeder, who heads up a business called the Cartridge Family. I think that's kind of cute, you know, the Cartridge Family, the Partridge Family.
Yes, we
the Cartridge.
But we're dating ourselves.
We're dating ourselves here. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us what the Cartridge Family is.
We started this primarily just to do remanufactured ammunition. Local needs, local market. There's not a lot of companies that get into this and provide locally. It's usually on a very large scale and provided over internet and gun shows and places like that. And we wanted to build a product that we could put out for anybody to buy.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between remanufactured and reload?
Same thing. I just have a license to do it.
Okay. And there's a difference, though. I mean, if you have a license to do it in the training as opposed to buying it from a Joe.
Correct.
At a gun show.
Correct.
Who may have been drinking a beer that night,
and we have
mutual friends that have blown up their pistol.
Yes,
by reload.
Yes, I've seen a lot of them.
Well,
I don't know why I'm laughing.
So,
except
no,
nobody was hurt.
Yeah. So how? Okay, so let's get a little background on you.
Okay.
So you tell us a little bit about your history.
I've been loading since I was 10 years old. I started competitive shooting when I was 12 with my father. He was ex-Army. He was a sniper. And we spent a lot of time at the range, and I, like everybody starting, started one cartridge at a time, loading them on the old rock chuckers, and it became a passionate thing. I never stopped, even when he passed away young.
It's almost, you can get addicted to this.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, people go, oh, but in the old single stage, I mean, you had to do everything. You had to do it in a stage, and then, prepare the brass and then
all
do everything. Yeah, all one at a time. And how many could you load, say, doing that in an hour?
You'd be lucky to load a couple hundred in a day.
In a day, right.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk to the – let's break this down for the layman. You guys have all been like, you know what, a 44 and a 38 and all that stuff is. But for the layman, reloading means what?
Taking a spent cartridge, one that's been fired – processing that brass all the way through, cleaning it up, and we build them to SAMI specs, which is the Sporting Arms and Ammunition Manufacturing Institution, so that they will work in whatever caliber they're designed to work in. And we go through an entire process to bring it back to those specifications and essentially reload them so that they can be fired again.
Can someone bring to you, like, let's say that they, what are the hollow points? Do you do those?
I have, yes.
Okay. Let's just say somebody said, I have three empty boxes, and I want to give you the work. Does it work like that?
To a certain degree, yes. I mean, I do take in individual that wants to come in. We do in fairly large volumes. So three boxes gets thrown in with a run that we're currently doing.
Okay.
And we earmark those for those customers. It helps us reduce some of the costs for them as well.
Okay.
You know, but the big thing you can do is, I know that you are working with law enforcement.
Yes.
Excuse me. And what you're doing is you build to specific standards for different law enforcement units and for people. And this is so you can have almost designer ammo.
Correct.
Here. I mean, maybe that's not the right word.
Yeah.
But why do law enforcement agencies want to have specific type ammo, ammunition?
Post-training requires that that they have a certain, feel for how the firearm is going to react to the ammunition. So that their duty ammunition is going to react with what the training ammunition is. And for us, we kind of built it around seat time. You know, the more trigger time you have, the more training that you get without beating up the shooter and the firearms, the better equipped they become when if and when the time ever came that they would have to, you know, discharge their firearm. Yes.
So what you're doing is you're taking a you're specifically loading so that the type of round they're using in practice will have like the same characteristics of their duty ammo, but not have the wear and tear on the shooter and the gun.
Correct.
Did you say more trigger time?
Yes.
The more trigger time they get, the better.
Part of remanufactured ammunition is cost. We can provide it at a cost that's a little bit less than what they have to pay for their duty ammunition. So it gives them the opportunity to train more within their budgets.
Okay.
How many law enforcement organizations do this?
You know, it used to be every one of them. A lot of them did it themselves. Mm-hmm. They had machines set up down in their basement and loaded for themselves, and they generally had one qualified person that would do that or two. As time went on and, you know, ammunition costs went down, they didn't have to do that anymore. Now they're coming back to that, and you see a lot of agencies that are actually using remanufactured ammunition.
I see. I use it, and the cartridge family has great ammo.
Thank you.
It's not like me sitting down there and taking me 2 hours to load two rounds.
Yeah, we did our first bit of reloads, bought a rock chucker and all that stuff, and wow, there's so many places where things can go horribly wrong.
Yeah. I mean, there are. I mean, you know, oh gosh. Don't watch the football game. Oh, Linda, don't come in and chit chat with me, or I will. You know, you will see the bolt of my rifle going past my forehead here. But no. you can make. How many do you make it in an hour now? I mean, because you've got now progressive presses.
Right.
Tell everybody what a progressive press is.
It's just a multi-stage press. So for every pull of the handle, it's doing different stages. All of the single-stage press, you have to change the dies out each time. Mm-hmm. This will have everything on one.
Now, did you design that?
No. I use Dillon.
Okay.
And then also we're working into the ammo loads, which is a an automated machine that has much faster loading capabilities and a little bit more safety checks. And
now, do you have to have a certain condition, environment condition or temperature controlled environment to do this kind of thing?
Yeah, I want to feel my fingers when I load.
So I like well, I didn't know warm. If you could do it, yeah. You know, if it has to be like at a 68 degrees.
No.
Okay.
I mean, the variables can change based on temperature, but our load specs are, and the powders that we use are designed to not be temperature sensitive.
Where do you get your brass from?
I've been very fortunate with a lot of different sources. We'll order from processing houses that get them from military and law enforcement ranges and places like that.
Let's talk about this. For a very short time there, the military decided to take all their brass and just dispose of it. And yeah. when they made that decision, which was really dumb, there was just an outcry like you couldn't believe because so much of that brass is used in remanufactured ammunition.
Correct.
And what we're talking about here with Mike Schroeder of the Cartridge Family is that he's got four or five presses set up there, multi-stage presses, and you're making thousands of rounds of ammunition a day mm-hmm. with your people.
Yes.
Now, okay, I'm going on a big elk hunt, and I come to you, and I go, this is I want to get my rifle tuned in. I want to be able to drop this elk. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, we'll do that as well. Custom loading is a whole different – I mean, you can go get factory ammunition, and what most guys do is they'll try six or seven different brands, mm-hmm. and then they'll find the one that works for their rifle. If you're doing a custom load, then we would actually take the rifle in and build it around that rifle. And there's a lot of time and a lot of effort that goes into that, to building that perfect load and, you know, using the components that are available that have been available for a long time so that 10 years down the road we can still build the same load.
Yeah.
Not exactly cheap, but – somebody wants to shoot a 400 yards.
I want to shoot. I want a cartridge built for my rifle.
Yeah.
And then something like that. So you can do that too.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I have been actually since I started. I've done 7 or 8 custom loads for different customers.
Oh, okay. That's cool. All right. Well, how do people get a hold of you? I mean, you sell it around here, right?
We do. Actually, we have.
I mean, if I wanted to say, hey, look, I'd like to get 200 rounds of, or do you, what are the calibers that you reload? I should ask.
Everything? I've loaded
223.
Yeah, I've loaded over 70 different calibers.
Okay, so say I wanted to say, okay, look, I want 1,000 rounds of 223.
Yes.
Okay, how do I get a hold of you or whoever? Where do you sell it?
We're in the process. I mean, we do have walk-in clients. I haven't really advertised because we started out small and getting that walk-in traffic.
Just started.
Shuts down. Shuts down production and
yeah,
and end up spending a lot of time talking because people are interested in it.
Of course they are.
So we've been pushing it through other companies. Ben Stevenson, he carries it. Nice Shot has carried our ammunition for almost 8 months now. Gott's Market down in Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Liquor.
Yep. Which, by the way, Lake Liquor, you see Lake Liquor is Lake Liquor and Sporting Goods.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you see Lake Liquor, but it's really a big shop with all types of great stuff in there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
all about quality.
Yeah.
He doesn't just buy into something unless it's something that...
You stand by your manufacturer.
100%.
All right. Hey, we're here again with Mike Schroeder. Cartridge Family is. Do you have a website yet?
Working on it.
Working on it right now.
Yep.
So it's kind of cool to get you right now, Mike, with this, you know, because I've heard a lot of great things. I've met you before, and I think that this is another. This is a company up here that as you spread out and spread on these. There's going to be more people. You're going to be working for you.
Yes.
That this is another little business that's starting up, especially in this land of where you can't get ammo.
Right.
You know, if I can't get, you can't do rimfire.
Try to find 17.
Yeah, you can't do rimfire though, can you?
Not safely.
Well, that's good then. I don't want that then. But any type of other center fire will go around there. So
yeah.
And if anybody has extra money and you can't find any ammo, you just get a hold of me at 605-4565, and I'll see if I can't get the mic. No, I'm just kidding you. Okay, I'm just kidding you. Okay, the Cartridge Family, Mike Schroeder. You can get it at Lake Liquor and Sporting Goods. Yep. You can get it from Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearms, yep, down in Cottonwood.
And he's actually putting a website together.
So people can just order that way too.
Correct.
That's a good idea.
Correct.
All right, and everything's done right here to full specifications, inspected, and all that.
Oh yeah, it's quite a process. Our to me, quality is paramount.
Okay,
it has to be.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. Bob, you're so great. You know what? Let's just do a shout-out one more time to Bob Belongi because he picks the best bump music. I tell you, it's what gets you in the mood in the morning. Welcome back. We're so happy to have you here on KCNR this morning. It's currently 34 degrees in the downtown studios. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee, beans, wine. Selection of every kind of coffee you could want. You can go and get have the Tobacco and Brew Cuties make you a specific cup of coffee, and next door for all your tobacco needs. And plus, one of the best walk-in humidors in the North State. If you like cigars and you're looking for the best, interesting, newest, they're carrying it there. 2143 Hilltop Drop Tobacco and Brew. Now. You guys walked out there. Chief is in.
Yeah, Chief Bob Play joined us. And Mike Schroeder is still here. Because, you know, on the front page today is about the shooting range. Mm-hmm. And about the, ricochets and the bullets themselves landing on people's property. And so, you know, nobody's really talked to the range operators, and that's what they said to do. But there are different ways of trying to handle this. And listening to the ballistics expert and the police chief was really interesting. I want to share that with everybody. So, Rob?
Well, you know, obviously, if we have a training round, you know, it has to match what the officers are going to use on the street so that as close as possible anyway, so that you know, that what they're training with is actually when they have to use their weapon, it matches that both in trajectory and the feel of the round so that the officers are more accurate. The challenge that we get into with some of the synthetic rounds is they don't fragment, they don't ricochet, but they don't get the same ballistic trace that you would get from a lead round. So that's the challenge for guys like Mike that develop the rounds, is to make them match those ballistics so that we can use them.
Okay, let's talk about ballistics and what exactly we're talking about there, Mike. You know, it's one thing to shoot your pistol. The bullet comes out of the cartridge into the target, and you can keep that the same with the non-lead rounds, but ballistics are different.
They are.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's based on weight. You know, it's energy. So to cycle a blowback firearm, which is what most law enforcement officers carry,
that's a semi-automatic.
Correct. Weapon. Right. And you've got to be able to cycle that, so it has to have enough energy. So if you put a lighter projectile, then you've got more power, more powder going into it, higher velocities that, as the chief mentioned, is going to change the point of impact. So if they're training to have an impact range at, say, 15 feet, now you've got a lighter projectile, that impact might be different.
And then now you have a problem.
Now we have a problem.
It won't fragment and it won't ricochet.
There's
but,
a lot of
but
advances.
But it doesn't give you...
It's got to have that same trajectory coming right out of the barrel so that it reaches the same impact point that it would if it was a lead round or a heavier round. So that's what the officers have to train to so that they have the accuracy when they actually have to use it on the street.
The bullet itself, which is the projectile that comes out, people don't realize as soon as it leaves the muzzle, it starts to drop. Within a couple of
– A short distance.
So, you know, and how you're aiming. So to have a cartridge that works exactly the same could also change the type of pistol you might have to use then. Is that correct? I mean, if it's a, if you're shooting lighter non-lead, and this is one of the big things about going away from lead and bullets, is that it could change, it, you would have to change the rifles or the pistols you're using.
Totally. Yeah, at some point when it becomes mandatory, then you're going to start to see a change in the firearms themselves. The sighting is going to be different. Maybe the angle of the barrel is going to be different. There are going to be changes that are going to be required.
Now, Chief, how's that work for you for using non-lead ammunition when it comes to penetration and stopping, which is part of the, what the FBI tests are and everything for the type of ammunition you have to use?
That's one of the reasons that a lot of departments transition from the 9mm to the .40 was because the grain of the bullet is so much heavier. The 9mm were ricocheting off of windshields when they were having to shoot at people that were trying to run them over. So, you know, that was one of the reasons for those transitions. And now you want to talk about going back to a lighter bullet. I'm not sure. We're going to have to wait and see how that pans out.
Well, you can build to those, can you? Can't you, Mike? But it's just
a lot of testing.
Listening to you all is, I mean, there might be a way to do this, but this is not something that's easy to do.
This isn't something
you just get off the shelf.
No, this is something Winchester, you know, is going to, you know, have put millions of dollars into developing to make sure that you take the lead out of the bullet, but the bullet still has the same characteristics, both in its trajectory and its travel and its accuracy, as well as what it does when it makes impact.
Yeah, and let's just face facts. You want penetration at least 12 inches, and you want to cause wound cavities. And this, whether it's hunting, which is kind of a little bit different, but either in a gunfight with police or if you're hunting, I mean, you still need to have that projectile when it hits the target. Do certain things.
Do what it's supposed to do.
Stop
the threat.
Stop the threat. That's right. Wow. So what you're saying is here, yeah, we can look at these, and we can look at using a different type practice round, but we can't train safely with it. We can train with it, but it's not going to help me out in real life.
Not until they get it to match exactly what the rounds we're using now can
That's
do.
Correct.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Good information for the folks.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll watch Mike as he ambles out.
But scurry off and go to work.
You can just, you go back to work and make some more ammo. Okay.
Thank you.
I may have an order for you here now.
Okay.
Come on, grab a seat, Chief.
While we're at it, we've got, I'm just trying to fill a little bit of time here while there's a transition going on. You know that we support Riverfront Playhouse. We think it's fantastic. And on January 17th to February 14th, they're going to be having a new play that's going to be opening here soon about, you know, the movie was called Harvey. The play is the same. Here's a synopsis. Elwood Dowd is an affable man who claims to have an unseen and presumably imaginary friend, Harvey. Sometimes we say, you know, we all have a Harvey. Anyway, so show times are Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. So I have tickets here for media night, which is January 21st. So let's take our first callers and tell me if you want two or four tickets. We just know it's important for you to go and support local theater. The show is called Harvey by Mary Chase. Of course, it's usually all local, a wonderful production. And this is at the Riverfront Playhouse. So give us a call, 605-4567, for January 21st to go see Harvey.
Is the good morning, Chief.
This morning.
This doesn't count because your hour doesn't start till after 8. So these are just.
But
free.
You're early. We like that.
Here's the greatest thing about one of the great things about having relationships with people here in Reading. Is the chief comes in a little bit early, drinking his health drink. And there's the ammo guy, just walked out, and we start talking, able to come back in and address some of these front page questions. And one of the things that came in is RPD using non-lead?
Not right now.
Right. And you can't until you get a round that performs in the way that you need for to stop the threat.
Right, and it also has to do with a lot of different requirements that we have to do and that our ammunition has to meet, and it also has to do with cost. Mm-hmm. You know, we're firing every officer. There's 100 sworn in the department. We're firing every officer for 50 rounds every 3 months, and a cost of 19 cents a round. You know, is roughly what we're getting it for. I think we got a little better deal last time. You know, there's a cost factor in there, too. And anytime you have this new technology that comes out, it's a heck of a lot more expensive.
So. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I saw that there was a one of the large companies came out and they said they had a practice round the same as a using round. But, you know, but they, I think the thing was it was still using lead.
Well, even if you look at the military, you know, we have a lot of very expensive things that we fire in the military, and the military developed a it's called an AT-4 or an anti-tank, you know, rocket launcher, and they insert a 22 rifle into it.
Oh yeah,
so that the soldiers can get the sight picture,
right?
You know, accurate, but it still doesn't go boom like a rocket launcher does. So you still got to end up firing those, and those are you know, $30,000 to $50,000 a piece. So you know, you have to find strategies, but you have to find ones that work.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break for the news. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Rob Play talking about crime and business.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Congressional Republicans head to Pennsylvania today for a joint House-Senate retreat. Senator John Thune.
It'll be a good opportunity for us to, I think, start a conversation with our colleagues in the House about and exchange ideas about the agenda and the things that we want to accomplish here, and talk about the importance of creating jobs, growing the economy, strengthening the middle class.
U.S. businesses added to their stockpiles by a modest amount in the month of November, even though sales were weak for a fourth consecutive month, according to SRN's Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says businesses increased stockpiles by 0.2%. November's increase matches the increase from the month before. Total business sales went down 0.2% in November, following a 0.3% decline in October. While businesses could begin reducing their stockpiling if sales don't improve, economists remain optimistic. They're expecting a rebound in demand in the coming months.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry voicing support for a Russian effort to bring Syria's warring factions together for peace talks.
The United States is particularly concerned about the continued catastrophe that is unfolding in Syria, where nearly three-quarters of the entire country are displaced people.
Meeting in Geneva with the UN and Arab League envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, Kerry said that he hoped that Russia's initiative can, in fact, be helpful. The Obama administration is issuing new guidelines to cut down on methane emissions.
We're announcing an ambitious goal to cut methane emissions from the oil and gas sector 40 to 45% from 2012 levels by 2020-2025.
That is White House Energy and Climate Advisor Dan Utek. On Wall Street, the Dow is struggling in early trading, down about 150 points right now. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Robitussin Cofequence number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m.
Control your cough with Robitussin DM Max Nighttime. It has a unique dual-action liquid that instantly soothes your throat and delivers fast, powerful relief of the coughs that can keep you up at night. Which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin, don't suffer the cofequences. Use as directed.
Some residents about 40 miles south of Houston woke up yesterday to a strange white dust all over their homes, yards, and cars.
Hundreds of homes were affected by the cloud of dust when a unit went down at the Galveston Bay refinery run by Marathon. The dust causing concern as residents wonder if they should touch it or if it's harmful to breathe. The smell from refineries is a constant in the area, but even though officials in Texas City, Texas sent out an alert to declare the dust was not dangerous, it does contain aluminum, silica, and nickel, things that could irritate skin. Marathon is still conducting tests. They say the worst of it was within their plant as well as BP's facility next door. Val Dior, SRN News.
An IRS watchdog says the agency is cutting taxpayer services, even as President Obama's health care law will make filing a federal return a little more tricky for millions of families. This year, the National Taxpayer Advocate Nina Olson says that some taxpayers might make costly mistakes because they're not able to get the help they need now from the IRS. This is SRN News. One school in Alabama has what you could call a can-do attitude when it comes to protecting students, as Ron DeRockster reports.
Burns Middle School principal Priscilla Holly wants the Valley School to stockpile 8-ounce cans of corn and other vegetables that students could use to pelt intruders until police can arrive. Holly says it would give students, quote, a sense of empowerment to protect themselves, and if they don't use the cans, the food would be given to charity at the end of the year. Ron DeRockster, SRN News.
A Marine stationed in North Carolina and his cousin are accused of shooting at an historic vacant church in northern New Jersey. Nobody was injured when the old Paramus Church in Ridgewood was sprayed with bullets November 16th and December 26th. Stained glass windows, though, dating back to 1875, were damaged. Authorities say 21-year-old Marine Joseph Galley, stationed at Camp Lejeune, is charged with possession of a firearm and an unlawful purpose and possession of an assault firearm. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning. It is January the 14th, 8:05 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Good morning to Sonny and Joe and Matt and
love
many
our
others.
Pack.
Sonny and Matt and, gosh, Angel and all the gang.
Going to be a sunny day with temperatures around 63 today. Patchy fog tonight. Our forecast calls for slight chance of rain. That was Carl's head hitting the microphone, by the way. It's not too big.
I do that or so.
Thursday.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah. Boing. Thursday. Yeah. Pound. That was your nose. Friday, chances of rain likely 58 and Friday night around 45. Looks so. The forecast is brought to you by the National Weather Service here. And our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Congratulations, Donna. You won four tickets to... Excuse me?
Dana.
I'm sorry.
Dana.
Didn't have my glasses on. Anyway, your tickets are at the front desk, 1326 Market Street. Come get them, and you'll be able... The tickets will get you... You don't have to do any other stop. The tickets will get you straight into the Riverview on the 21st.
All right. Hey, you know what?
Riverfront.
Riverfront Playhouse. If you've got a loved one, or you have, or somebody you know has got multiple prescriptions, and this is any age... And you know what can be a hassle if you have one prescription running out one day and then one the next, and you, all of a sudden you find yourself making four or five trips or two or three trips down to the pharmacist. Owens Pharmacy, our local pharmacy here, locally owned and operated. Owens Pharmacy right here has started something called MedSync. They can get it so all your prescriptions end up on one day, and that one phone call can get all your prescriptions. And if you can't get down there that day, Owens delivers free of charge to your home. You can't get any better than this. And not only that, but now you have a local pharmacist who knows you. That is, when you get your prescriptions or your new prescriptions, no matter if it's one prescription or five prescriptions, he's going to look at it, or she's going to look at it, and they're going to see if, you know, they're going to use their knowledge and their training, and that's a lot of training. Make sure that's the right prescription that you're supposed to be getting. So you can't beat any of this. And Owens Pharmacy, again, locally owned, locally operated, six locations right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6 at most locations. Owens Pharmacy. Our guest today, and we always enjoy the police chief coming in here.
Thanks.
Rob Paletti, Reading police chief. And, you know, we were hoping for a real bad winter for a couple reasons. One, we needed lots and lots of cold rain. That way we could get lots of snow in the snowpack. We could fill up the lakes. We could get all ready, you know, not have a drought. And it would chase away. It would chase away some of the weaker.
Mother Nature is a great crime deterrent.
Let Mother Nature chase the transient south. Mother Nature's not cooperating here.
Not lately. I was hopeful for the beginning part of the season. I think the lake went up like 60 feet.
Yeah.
It's only got about 100 to go before the lake's full and we can go skiing this
there
summer.
You go. But, skiing, fishing, and all that.
Yeah.
What's the crime, and it's because I am a member of the Downtown Reading Business Association on the board there, and we meet once a month, and you know your reps are there, and you've been there. Our business association has provided the two bikes mm-hmm. that y'all use on the bikes, bike tours or the bike
patrol,
which is working really well. But of course, you know, business and crime downtown.
A lot of it, if you look at the crime statistics, I got the statistics through November and we're up about 2%. So that's not, you know, but remember, and I've given this caveat every time we talk about them, this is reported crime. So we have to be careful because I still think that we have an underreporting problem.
Right.
Based on, basically, quite frankly, the lack of customer service on my department and our ability to respond and take those reports, faster. There's a frustration level still, you know, with the business community, and I met with a lot of them yesterday, Sam Allen and Ed Ruhlman and others, with this transient population. Because like I've said before, it doesn't matter if that transient population never committed a crime. They still make people feel unsafe. Therefore, if they're hanging out in front of your business, their people aren't going to come to your business because they feel unsafe, and your employees feel unsafe. You know, I hear about the employees at Mercy complaining that they're in the parking lot, and they feel unsafe going to their car when their shift is over. You know, Sam's business being right there next to the bus station and the railroad tracks, it's absolutely inundated. You know, with this transient population hanging around, and you know, quite frankly, that transient population is their own worst enemy towards the generosity of this community, because they damage business, they defecate and urinate and they leave trash all over the place, and the community, quite frankly, is just sick of it.
How can we police them? And you know what? I am the tax didn't go through. You already had a plan. We're supposed mm-hmm. to be waiting for this great strategic plan from the city council on the 20th. Kurt Starman is going to tell us how much it's going to cost to come up with a strategic plan. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but
well, you know, really, what it is
you've already got the plan on how to do it.
Well, ours was much more limited in scope. The right. course of action plan basically told them, if you gave me money, here's how I could spend it, and here's what we could implement with certain amounts of money. But the strategic plan, you know, what I've tried to outline, at least with Kurt for the police department side of it, is I want to reset the entire strategic plan. The last one that was updated was done in about 2005, was an update done by, I think it was Captain Hansen, or 2003, Captain Hansen for Chief Modi, which updated a 10-year plan put together by Lieutenant Modi for Chief Blankenship. But that was mostly centered around staffing numbers and what our staffing numbers should be. I want to be much more comprehensive about this strategic plan if we're going to put forth the effort to do it. I want to reset the mission, vision, statement from the chief, the core ethics, values. You know, look and do an analysis of, and we do all the time, but do it in a little more formal process of, with our current staffing, are we operating the most efficiently that we can now? And then what should our department look like for a community this size? And what are the best practices to utilize in dealing with the different problems? And what are the community priorities for the police department? And take that all the way through from a mission vision statement all the way through a succession plan, so that we can plan for the development, leadership development, and progression of our officers through the ranks. So, you know, I just turned 45. So if I stay 8 to 10 more years, you know, as chief, that really sounds like a long time, but the first three are already gone. It seems like I got here yesterday. So how do we plan for the development of our officers and preparing them to be the new leadership of the department, 10 years from now?
And how mm-hmm. long does that take, that plan?
It would probably, the consultants that come in, you know, they're not going to dictate to me what practices and they're facilitators. And they help take all the information that's gathered from all the different entities that are going to put pieces into this strategic plan and help format it. And that's their job. Kind of like we just finished an emergency operations plan update for the city. There was a consultant that came in for that. So they're the ones that have that staff time to do all that running around and do the interviews. And I want to get some community involvement into the development of the strategic plan, as well as the professional staff of the police department, and coordinate, some of the tactics that we're going to use with the sheriff and probation and others, so that the countywide strategic plan that we're talking about for criminal justice isn't just the Reading Police Department. We'll be a subset of that.
It's got to be
us, the sheriff, probation.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's right.
You've got to be able to, in the highway patrol.
It's a criminal justice system.
We had Todd Garr on yesterday, and who has talked about being able to work with you and how much easier it is working up here than it was down in Compton with the local law enforcement. But the other thing, too, is that you're right. It has to be that. So because as you push into one area, you push them out of one area, and when they go into another area, then that problem is still here because they're going to weave their way back.
Well, you know, we just did a huge transient cleanup a couple months ago behind the Masonic. And now you see more evidence of them downtown and in Linden Canyon and along the rivers. So in the coming weeks, we're going to do a major cleanup in Linden Canyon or Mercy Canyon, whichever one you want to talk about. That's going to relocate them to somewhere else. So, you know, we've got programs in place to try to help them change their lives. But when they don't want to change their lives, you keep them moving until they finally decide that they want to go somewhere else.
Can you make it in such a way? And we got to take a break. But let's talk about this when we get back. This concerted effort to keep them moving.
Mm-hmm.
Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We're talking about business downtown, crime downtown, the transient problem that we have downtown, and how, you know, and with the amount of police we have, which is, as we all know, is very short of what we should have for a town this size, is what the police chief is doing and his strategic plan of using all of the law enforcement organizations in the county and in the near area. We'll be right back.
Working all week.
Funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Make the new year a happy one for your male dog or cat with a stop at the Haven Humane Clinic during their Happy Neuter Year campaign. For only $20, have your male dog or cat neutered and help stop the overpopulation problem in Shasta County. Puppies and kittens can breed as young as 4 months old, so don't wait. During the month of January, Haven Humane is offering $20 neuters for dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. Make your appointment today as procedure space is limited. Call 241-1658 to make your prepaid appointment and make this a Happy Neuter Year for your male dog or cat. Funding provided by PetSmart Charities.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. 8:20 in the morning, 33 degrees out there.
You need to pause
and
listen to the music that Bob, like, everything has a meaning behind coming back in, too.
What's the title on that one?
You did not recognize Beatles' Happiness as a Warm Gun.
Oh, I love it. this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, 33 degrees out there, my friends. If your heating system isn't working, and trust me, winter's not over yet. No matter what it looks like, it's not over yet. You give Martin a call, and with his professionals over at Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. They've been working on heating and cooling systems, any heating and cooling system, warranties, guarantees. You got an emergency, whatever it takes, they're going to get it fixed. All of this from Alliance Heating and Air. We use Alliance Heating and Air. We're very happy with them. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Plate. Let me pass a couple of things on here. For one of our people in the chat room, that their alarm went off during the holidays. By the time they got back there, the police had been there and checked the windows, the doors, and the officer was still there when they drove up, and he said, well, let me go in and check inside. She just wanted to thank you for that. Very, very professional, and I thank RPD for the service. And then the next one was, two of your policemen shot my dog.
What happened?
Shot my dog, my two-pound dog, when they saw it on the street. No. It says, what are you going to do about the current catch and release? Even if you had an unlimited police force, and this comes up a lot. Unlimited police force, and I realized that the guys fight now, but even if you had, like, if you could put two on them, and the guy said, okay, I'm not going to fight. I've just broken into these five cars. I'm going to going down, and you put them into the jail. It's not a heinous crime, and they get turned loose.
No, and that's a frustration level for us too.
This has been going on for 3 years. Yeah. It's very frustrating for us people out here.
Right, and I draw the correlation back to, you know, if you look at what criminals do. You know, I think they do, and what is their decision to commit a crime? I think they do a little balance sheet in their head, or, you know, what's the ramification of getting caught versus what's my benefit from committing the crime? And right now we've lost that ramification side. We've lost the teeth in law enforcement or in the criminal justice system. So, you know, but I do think that the more officers you have on the street, the more of a deterrent it is. And if every time the criminal element turns around, they're getting talked to by the police and they're getting checked out and it makes them more uncomfortable, and they're going to go to the point of least resistance. They're like water going down the hill. You know, they're going to flow to the point of least resistance. And if you have a community, you know, that has a lot of police in it and is staffed adequately, you know, if you look at, you know, where I came from, and I haven't drawn correlations back to Stockton very often because, well, I haven't been there in 3 years, but, you know, when I was a patrol captain in 2006, 2007, 2008, you know, we had 421 sworn in the Stockton Police Department, and they had 26 homicides the year before I came here, before the economic downturn. And then the economic downturn took place, and I left. The day I left, I put them at 315 sworn. They had 71 homicides that year, 26 to 71. So there was no AB 109 yet. There had been no change to the criminal justice system, but the amount of officers on the street is a deterrent to criminal activity.
But it's still – okay.
But we still have to put the ramification back into law. Believe me, I want them locked up.
No, I know that. You know? I know it's frustrating to your men too.
Yeah, that's not the part of the criminal justice system that I control. But what I do try to – you know.
Who controls that? The county, right?
The county is responsible for the jails.
Right. And I have not seen a plan come to the Board of Supervisors yet. I mean, have you seen one?
I haven't.
Okay.
Not for an expansion. The Community Corrections Partnership that gets money from the state gave the county money to open the third floor of the jail, but I haven't seen any plan for expansion past that.
All right, we're going to take a caller. Rich, you're on KCNR Live. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Thanks, Chief, for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, sir.
A quick comment and a question. First off, as far as my comment, I don't think we can tax ourselves out of this problem locally. I believe the solution to this problem that we have, and I think it's statewide, I don't think just Shasta County, is something's got to be done at the state level. Now, my question could be the only positive thing that comes out of Prop 47 is the fact that it'll open up space in the state prisons, which will then open up space in our county jails. And I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
I don't think it really will that much. I mean, the problem that I see with Proposition 47, raising the dollar values for some property crimes, I don't think is the most disastrous thing in Proposition 47. But when you degrade possession of methamphetamine and heroin to misdemeanors, you limit the judge's ability to order treatment programs for those. So I think the root of most of the crime that we have is the drugs lead to the addiction leads to the theft because they have to get the money to support their addiction. When you make those misdemeanors, you limit what the judge can order them to do. So the day after Proposition 47, they had, I think it's roughly 50% of those in the Addicted Offender Program, which has been very successful, walked away. Something like, 40 to 50% of the clients at the Empire Recovery Center walked out the door because they were court mandated to be there and the court mandate didn't apply anymore. So Proposition 47 is going to, I think, have a negative impact on crime. Yeah, I mean, I think the sheriff's had to release like 20 people from jail. There's plenty of felons to keep locked up. I don't think it's going to create that much space locally, but it's helping the state with their federal court mandated occupancy problem. But at the same time, those are people that need to be locked up in my opinion, if you're going to continue to commit crime. So
if they turn them loose, these Prop 47 people, and at the same time, okay, now we've got open spots where we've got a less of a jail population. Now we can push people right back into it. I mean, it's kind of like our jail. If we turn loose, okay, everybody here that we've got for this crime and below, all 100 of you, you're gone. Well, the next day we've got 100 more in there.
Well, I think it's really the biggest detriment I think that I see from that's going to have an effect on Proposition 47 is sometimes the only thing that can get an addicted offender to seek treatment and try to change is the court mandates. And right now we've taken that away from the judges. So you just made
I heard that from assistant DA too.
You've taken one of the primary drivers of property crime in our communities, and that's addiction to, methamphetamine and heroin, and you just lowered the offense. And that's going to, in my opinion, I hope I'm wrong, but I think that's going to create more property crime.
How long will it take us to notice this?
Well, we'll start, Proposition 47 took effect a couple months ago. We'll start to see it. But I go back to the fact that people have to report their crime. Because right now, the state of California and others are claiming success on AB 109. And they're going to claim success on Proposition 47. And they're going to base that off of reported crime.
Well, yeah, but how can they even say it's I mean, you were at the meetings and all the police chiefs all agreed. How can you say that when everybody's crime statistics went shot through the roof?
Well, but they're not – that's passé now because that was 3 years ago. So if you look at our crime statistics from last year to this year, we're only up 2%. We were down a little bit last year. So,
but 3 years ago, we were up 60%.
Yeah, but you think they're going to go back that far if they want to make a political point? That's the problem that I've had with this, is how they're shaping statistics to meet their end goal. That's the problem I had with those New York City reports that say, well, their violent crime went up, 30%. Yeah, it went from 10 to, you have to look at raw numbers and you have to look at the raw data to show the truth of what's there.
Yeah.
And they don't care about that. That's why they changed the definition of recidivism to have a conviction. Well, if the people never show up to court, never going to be convicted. So the recidivism rate's going to go down. You're automatically, artificially changing a measuring metric to get the effect that you want to claim success on something, and that's disingenuous.
Well, you know what I think? I think this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastion on the Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur Radio. Now, listen to me. You're just listening to about crime and how it just went up 2%, and you're talking about we don't have enough police on the ground. Well, let's talk about Bastion on the Arms, 2539 Larkspur. This is a great place to buy that long gun or pistol. And not only that, there's sales going on all the time of all the ammo, plus they have classes on concealed carry and self-defense. All of this at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, great people there. Give them a call at 222-8222. And think about this. Do you have, you know, I have talked to so many people, mainly, you know, one, because we're on radio, two is because I also teach concealed carry. I have so many people talk to me, and especially women, that they are concerned and they want to take these classes. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. We'll be right back. Our guest is Chief Rob Plutty.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
left,
a few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Redding Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio. 8:33 in the morning. 33 degrees out there this January the 14th morning. Gonna go up to 62 today. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com worldwide. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. A manly place to go to. You go in there and you're never going to see Dr. Phil on the television. You won't find Cosmopolitan in the magazine rack. Just a great place to get a haircut. It's the Cheers of barbershops. All right. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Politti. And we're just, you know what? I just love keep asking him this question because the chief just keeps ramping up. Every time I ask him, well, what about this? And you know what? Tell me you don't go home every night and just think about this.
I do. You know, it's I want to be able to deliver a level of service and a level of quality of life and safety to the community that that law enforcement is supposed to. And you know, we've had our struggles with AB 109 and now Proposition 47 and the absolute dismantling of the criminal justice system in the state of California by judges and quite frankly, the voters in the last one. There's no ramification for doing things wrong anymore. And that needs to change in California. And unfortunately, you know, the citizens farther south in this state don't necessarily see it that way. But we're going to keep arresting people and we're going to keep doing our part of the criminal justice system. That's investigating crimes and finding the perpetrator and arresting them and, you know, hope for the best in the criminal justice system. But, you know, you've got changes taking place and, you know, I looked at crime, you know, and I put the statistics up every year for the last 5 years, but you can even go back 10 years. There's always been, you know, crime in Reading. It's not, you know, utopia for a better, lack of a, you know, better comparison, but it's become much more visible, as of late with social media and, the reporting and easy access to information. We press release everything. I try to be very transparent and very open with the community about what is taking place, in the community. So, you know, and now you have a transient population that is here that continues to make people feel unsafe and continues to raise that fear of crime. So we fight crime and we fight the fear of crime. The fear of crime right now is very high and, people don't feel safe in their own homes. And that's something that I take very seriously and that I'm trying to, you know, work within the means that we have now. We were down 5 vacant positions, because of it's not that easy to hire cops right now. There's agencies throughout the state that are competing over a very small qualified pool. We've been able to hire one who's a lateral officer out of San Mateo, who is born and raised local and is coming home. We've got a couple in the process that should be on in the next couple of weeks. But then we had a retirement, and we had another officer leave to go back to another agency, so that'll still leave us with a couple of vacancies that and we just got a couple really good-looking applications that came in the other day. So we'll struggle to make sure that we maintain that 98 number. We're sitting right now with about 9 that are still off injured, waiting for them to come back from
– You got a couple that are not coming.
I got a couple that I'll be surprised if they come back. They're trying, you know, they're after 30 years in law enforcement. You know, they're pretty beat up. You know, it's like a guy in the NFL. They get beat up pretty good. So, we're trying to keep those initiatives that we did with the bike patrol and some of those other things that we've pulled from one area to go to another. But we got so short in patrol that I had to cut traffic in half and send 2 of them back to patrol just to fill patrol shifts. So we're doing the best that we can to shuffle people around and try to keep the level of service as high as we can.
Is it time for private security firms?
I think that the private security has its place. In some cases, like, you know, for instance, Safeway or private parking lots, security actually has more authority to do things than I do because when you open your business to the public, it gets a legal semblance against government entities like us of a public space. But as a private security officer, you're an agent of the owner, not the government. So you can kick them off that property. So there's a little bit, there's places that if you have the right security company and they're aggressive, they can be, you know, a great asset.
But if I've got on mine, because I have a public sidewalk here, if I've got them congregating in my doorway and all this, I can't have a private security firm.
They can't block your doorway. They can't denigrate your business.
But they could be sitting or laying right next to my business, right?
Correct. And we're revamping that that sit-lie ordinance right now to kind of make it more specific to everybody rather than just specific to transients. And we'll get that back before council here shortly so though you can't sit. But remember, if we do a sit-lie ordinance and you can't sit or lie on the sidewalk, it applies to everybody. And that was one of the problems that I had when I had some discussions the last time it was introduced. I talked to a well, there can be exceptions to that for certain events.
Yeah, you can do like parades, you know.
But you know, one of the scenarios I gave to somebody that was very in favor of the sit lie ordinance, I said, okay, let me give you a scenario here. If you have a homeless guy walking down Hilltop Drive, and it's 105 degrees, and he gets tired and he sits on the curb to take a drink of water. Do you want me to cite him? They said yes. I said, okay. Now I'm the landscaper working, planting plants in front of C.R. Gibbs, and I get tired, so I sit down to have a drink of water. Do you want me to cite him? No. Okay, you see the problem. It's got to apply evenly to everybody.
See, I don't see a problem there.
And but the Constitution does.
I understand that, but here's why I don't see a problem. You all cannot enforce every law. You know, you can't enforce every law. You can't. Nobody can.
Problem but is, you, if you write you the could, law that way, which is the way it was written, it will be challenged constitutionally.
But you can write it the way you. I agree. Write it the way you do, so it applies to everybody. But then it's a type of thing. Is now, do I stop this guy who's a gardener over there? Obviously, he's having something to drink. Or do I have these four scumbags that are sitting there up against the wall?
Right. You have to frame the law properly so it's not constitutionally challenged.
Well, no, I think it should apply to everybody. However,
there's discretion in everything we do.
Absolutely. And your guys are bright. I mean, you know, that's one of the things that we like about our police department. Yeah. They're educated and they know what they're doing. I mean, they're not going to go over there and harass me because I'm running down the road.
Every chance I get.
Well, I know you will. And frankly, I see them looking at the red truck as it's driving by. You know, and they get on the radio.
Well, right here's there. My plea. I know you guys have talked about it before, but I just need to share this with the listening audience and you. And I'm feeling this. I don't want to feel hopeless. I don't want that feeling. I'm trying to get my parents to move here. But frankly, if my mom and dad were walking down the street with what I saw the other day and the fear I felt, I don't mm-hmm. want to be fearful. I don't want to think that that crazy drunk person is going to turn around and start to attacking me. I have to get my BA personality in my body when I go to the car out parked downtown where I was visiting a friend who's having numerous amounts of problems and just felt – I felt sad. I felt hopeless. I didn't know what to do. What can I do? You know, you try to think of yourself, like what can you do yourself to help a situation like that? And I was feeling hopeless. So here's my plea. Besides the fact that you need more police – Can we do fundraisers where we can put money in a pot to hire more police? Well, you know, I know they're talking about this at place that's going to be like, you know, for drunks, the tank or whatever mm-hmm. that's called, a day. Sobering center. But what can someone like me do?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, there's been some talk about, well, let's use city reserves and hire 10 CSOs to free up officer time. The problem is, you know, what do you do after year one? Now we've got them hired, we've got them trained, and now we've got to lay them off because the money's not consistent. So, you know, we have to have a plan that allows for when we hire these employees and we invest in them and the time and the effort and everything to get them trained, that we can continue having them, you know, on the staff for a period of time. So it's really a matter of, you know, what are the priorities of the city council and what are the priorities of the money that's here? And is there an option to get to raise more? But those, like I said the other day, those are decisions that the community has to set. And, you know, here, February 12th, we're going to do the next town hall meeting at the Civic Auditorium. I apologize, folks. This one is just going to be the Rob Pelletti Show. And we're going to cover crime statistics and a lot of the issues that are facing the community. We're going to talk about this transient problem. And, you know, the guys have been out there and they've been, you know, talking to them and getting their self-reported data on where they came from and why they came to Reading. And I'm going to be very honest about what those are at that meeting and I'm going to put them up on the board. Chico's got a really cool map that I'm going to.
When's that going to be?
February 12th, 6 p.m.
Okay.
So if you, Chico's got a really cool map on the wall. And it's got a, there's a little, we're going to digitize ours, but we're replicating that and stealing good ideas.
Great.
But we're going to show the community. They got a pin on Chico, and then they got a piece of string going to a pin to every city somebody's reported that they came from to go to Chico. And it just looks like a spider web going across the country. So we're going to show people where they came from. We're going to tell them, you know, why did you come to Reading? What are the reasons that you came here that you're reporting to us?
Can you just share? April LaFrance wouldn't share her ten things she was doing, but what's the biggest reason they come here?
Services.
Wow.
So if you look at the list of states that we have,
wow.
Nebraska, Missouri, Texas, Utah, New York, Virginia Beach, Florida, I can keep going. It's all over the country. So the
services.
The difference between social services and police officers is the number of questions that they ask. Social services says, where are you from? They say, Reading. Okay. Well, the cops say, okay, but how long have you been in Reading? Where did you come from before that? And what brought you here? Now, I can't help the fact that we live in a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And I'll put the beauty of Reading up to anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world for that matter. We live in a beautiful place. We have a lot of open space. We have easy access to water going right through the middle of our community. So I'll give you an example. Last weekend, I went down to L.A. to go to my wife's uncle's funeral. And so her family, you know, their cities are like 6.5 square miles. So you change cities like every other block. So we were in Anaheim, Orange, Huntington Beach, Westminster, all of those little cities around mm-hmm. Los Angeles County, visiting her, you know, various cousins and things like that. I didn't see a single homeless person. Not a single one. But I had to go down on Saturday. I went and visited one of my units in Bell, California. Didn't see a homeless person driving back. And I just got off the freeway, went to the armory and back. I dropped off the freeway into San Diego to go visit the 670th Military Police Company, and the streets were lined with homeless people. The Gas Lamp District had homeless people sitting.
So,
it's a county seat.
Oh, okay. We go
where
back
are
to
your
that.
Services?
County seat.
County seat. Okay. So if you look at Reading, we're a county seat. We're a generous community that has a lot, that gives a lot. We have I-5 that goes through the middle of the city. We have easy access to water. If you're homeless in San Francisco, where do you get water? If you're homeless in Reading, where do you get water? So, you know, those types of things, you know, you go down to the river. I mean, we get complaints every single year, every single week. I get letters from fly fishermen that go, hey, look, you got a beautiful place and a great place to fish, but you got to do something about them homeless along the riverbanks. Because you know, I mean, if you look at, we have a business in town that brings in 7,000 to 8,000 fly fishermen a year to the city of Reading. That's transient occupancy tax.
30,000 fishermen come in to this town, but we're just off the fly shop.
But we're competing with Colorado and Montana and Wyoming and these other places. And if we can't clean that up, then it damages our business community. And our business community is who employs our citizens. So public safety creates a sense of quality of life. That quality of life attracts business, which improves the economy, which continues to improve the quality of life. We're not there right now, and we need to get there. And we've got some major cleanups that are going to take place along the River Trail and in Linden Canyon. We're going to try to keep that momentum going. And I want people, please come to the town hall meeting. I think the community interest in what's going on with the Reading Police Department, crime and law enforcement, has some good momentum going right now. The thing we can't do is lose that momentum.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a break. Before I want to tell everybody, though, on January 31st at the Anderson Senior at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson is going to be a meeting for women veterans, hosted by the California Veterans Administration, and this is just for women veterans. There's going to be a variety of things going on there, but identifying women veterans, making sure they know that all the services that they rate. Guys, you're going to have giveaways. Manicures, pedicures, hair stuff, everything. Those kind of things are going on, but it's going to be on January 31st down in the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. We'll
in
be right
in from yeah. 9 to.
Oh,
I think.
I'm sorry. 9 to 2.
So it's
Saturday
in the morning.
Right.
In the morning, which is great. Okay, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Your calendar for the 66th annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and WM Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this 3-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Happy 2015 from Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Make it your resolution to drive a brand new Kia, the car with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And from Reading Kia, complimentary lifetime oil change. And see dealer for details.
For a limited time, all 2015 Kia Optimas are available with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash. That's 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 in KMF bonus cash on all new 2015 Kia Optimas.
And all new 2015 Kia Sedonas are eligible for 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. And coming very soon to the showroom, the all new 2016 Kia Sorento.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Subject to prior sale on approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for KMF bonus cash and interest rate offer. Sale ends February 2nd.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:50 in the morning today on January the 14th. 33 degrees out there. It's going to be 62 today. Maybe we'll get some rain later on this week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Lighty, that they provide the total package of CCW training for Northern California. In fact, he can teach in something like 14 different counties in the state here. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take this basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. A couple other things here is that you can still get your male cat fixed down at Haven Humane. I got to throw this out because, frankly, I've had enough cats running around the neighborhood. And with the chief here, they frown on me using an improvised explosive device inside my yard to take care of this. Take care of the
you
the
poop in my
part.
Yard, you die.
You die.
No.
that you poop and it sets off this alarm, and all of a sudden the cat's launched about 143 feet in the air. Only $20. Give them a call at 241-1658 for Haven Humane. And also head on over to the readingrodeo.com. Hit the buy tickets now, and you can pick up tickets at a reduced price for this rodeo May 13th to the 16th. So head on down there for that. I've got a comment here. In Utah, a state law was passed a few years ago to provide housing and a social worker for the homeless. They determined if it cost the taxpayers more to have homeless cycle through jails and emergency rooms than it did to provide them basic services, $16,000 a year versus $11,000 a year, which I guess is $16,000 to keep running them through the services as opposed to housing them. I don't know. I'm getting this off the chat room. I don't know if that's exactly true or not. But thank you, Jeannie, for the...
Typically, those are the estimates that it's cheaper to house them and to send them and cycle them through jails with, uh-huh. the, with the police costs and everything else.
Have you heard of that?
Uh-huh. The problem that you have is that the people have to want to go, number one. And number two, they got to be willing to follow rules.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So most of our... the Good News Rescue Mission, for instance, is rarely full. They can take more. But you can't be drunk, you can't be stoned, you got to be in at a certain time, you got to follow the rules. Well, why do you think these people are out there? They're out there because they didn't follow the rules to begin with. So now that they're out there, they don't want to go someplace, they got to follow more rules. So, we've really done this classification and talked to people about the difference between wills, won'ts, and can'ts. And the wills will accept your help, the won'ts won't, and the can'ts are mentally ill and don't know. So, I talked about it the last time I was on the show, and I think that I still think there's four things that Reading needs to do to get back to a good place, and that's adequately staff their police department. We need to expand our jail bed space capacity. We need a mental health facility very, very badly. A lot of mentally ill walking around.
Jails are becoming mental health.
And they're not equipped for that.
No.
Tom Basinko runs a jail, not a mental health facility.
So that's what it's becoming.
And then lastly, we got to identify these things that are making Reading attractive to transients. And the community itself has to change that. Because I can go to these charities and I can talk to them. And I can ask them to relook at their policies and do things like that. And, I saw one comment, on a blog that said, well, why is the chief doing that? Why is that his business? Well, because I'm the only one willing to do it. I'm willing to take those risks and go out and say, hey, look, this is a problem and you're part of that problem. But I can't order them to change their policies, their practices, or anything else. But this community can make that change. This community can make a decision with their donations and other things so that the charities that they're giving to are ones that are becoming a positive impact on our community. There's this concept called toxic charity. And when a charity no longer is a benefit to a community but acts to degrade the community, then it becomes toxic to that community. And we have to identify if we have those, and if we do, are they willing to make changes so that they become
stop
a benefit
feeding,
to the community?
Stop handing out stuff, yeah. Okay, we got about 5 minutes left. Let's talk good news. Some of the things that are happening that are –
our building is on track right now. That'll get us out of our degraded building sometime in the spring. So that's moving along very well. I actually got to go look at locker mock-ups today. So it's a very simple building. It's a locker room. We have a very small gym in there for the guys to stay fit. A briefing room, report writing station, some officers for the captains and lieutenants, and that's it. So that's moving along very well. We've got good partnership going with the California Highway Patrol. We're still out doing the bike patrols as much as staffing will allow. We're looking to expand that as soon as our staffing level gets a little bit better and we get some guys back to work that are off injured. So we've got a lot of things that are going very well. I'm going to present all the statistics and everything else when we do the town hall meeting and let people it's going to be very difficult. This is one of the things I'm contemplating how I'm going to handle is, the Civic Auditorium is a huge venue. And I'm used to council chambers and that more personal connection. And, even Sequoia was pretty big. So I don't know how we're going to handle the questions part of it or if I just do a presentation and then say, I'll be down front for anybody that has any questions. You can come up after that. And, I'll stay till 1 o'clock in the morning if I have to. But that bigger venues is more people are interested. But I really encourage people to come and listen and be part of that solution and be part of helping this momentum carry forward. I think we've got a lot of good people willing to sit down and at the table and have these discussions. So
well,
that's
what was
good.
Nice about the Sequoia thing, let me just put my little two cents in here, is the people were lined up and people needed people need to feel like they're being heard.
Mm-hmm.
You can show up, but to be able to state your what has bothered you or what your incident is something about breathing into a situation. Now, maybe you just need to complain. Maybe it is a complaint. But it's something where the people need to be heard. And that's why there's an outcry about city council with the comment thing at the end.
Right.
Because people just need to
they
be
don't feel
heard.
Like, elected officials don't want to listen to them. But you, and let me salute you here, Rob. I mean, from the very beginning, you've been extremely open. You've been everywhere, and you've been, people have called you, people have, and you've answered, you answer questions, and you're out there. And, things are still tough, but you're in there, you're still swinging, you're still punching, mm-hmm. you're not stopping, you're not backing off. And I hope people appreciate just how tough this is. And then, but they, people do need to be heard, and that's what you give them.
Well, then maybe
something
you and Linda,
the city call doesn't do.
Maybe you and Linda can come operate the microphones for me then.
Well, what you did before, what happened before is that people were under, they could, what, is it a minute? You got a minute.
No, no, we're just holding fingers
no,
at each
I'm
other.
No, I'm just talking, Carl, at the Sequoia thing. Well, you had a minute to
one of the things that
state your problem, your case, or whatever.
One of the things that Carl really helped too, is you do get people that want to come up and be storytellers rather than ask a question. And Carl kept that rolling along. So he doesn't know it yet, but he may be doing the same thing at this one. but we'll talk about that as we get a little closer.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, Linda, that was a very important part there, is some people are just so frustrated.
They don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do. They've called. They hear that, you know, we're not even going to be able to answer some of these. You know, we're not going to answer this call. You're going to have to go online and fix this or because we don't have the people. Well, now we have a chance that we've got a new city council in. Let's see what kind of plan they're going to come up with. But, you know, we need a plan in the next 90 days. We don't need a plan in 6 months. We should have a plan in 60 days. This is not rocket science here.
No, it's not. I want to be very, and I think there's certain portions of it we could get done a lot quicker. I want to be very thoughtful about the staffing model that we put together and the analysis that goes into that and some of the other things. I've already started working on, you know, the chief's mission vision statement, because really, you know, that's my statement. You know, of what I want to see from my department in service to the community. So, you know, those are the things that open that strategic plan that I've already started working on, that I don't need a consultant to tell me what my vision is. I know what my vision is for this department and how we're going to operate.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow, besides Trish Clark, we've got the editor of Santa Barbara newspaper that was attacked. His newspaper was attacked because he used the word illegals in a headline. The vandalism and the threats that have started, that I can draw a direct parallel to what happened over in France. Because that's the way it started over there. He'll be our guest tomorrow, and I think it's going to be really interesting, along with a few other things. Remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Canyon in Washington. France is sending an aircraft carrier to the Middle East to work more closely with the U.S.-led coalition against ISIS. A week after the terror attacks around Paris left 20 people dead, including three gunmen, President Francois Hollande says the situation justifies the presence of a French aircraft carrier. Also at SRNnews.com, a top leader of Yemen's al-Qaeda branch has claimed responsibility for last week's terrorist attack on a Paris newspaper.
In the 12-minute video that was posted on ACAP's official Twitter feed, a leader of the group says that it chose the target, made the plan, and financed the attack on Charlie Hebdo. He says it was done on the order of Ayman al-Zawahiri, who succeeded Osama bin Laden as al-Qaeda's overall leader. Links between the Qureshi brothers who carried out the attack with ACAP had already been established, but the video is confirmation that ACAP, which the US had long portrayed as the most deadly of jihadist groups, remains capable of spectacular terrorist operations.